SBS عربي 24.
هناك اعتقاد شائع بأن السلوك المحفوف بالمخاطر يقل مع التقدم بالعمر، ومع ذلك وجدت الأبحاث أن كبار السن هم المجموعة الأسرع نمواً في قطاع ريادة الأعمال حول العالم. وعاش كليم باشيكو المولود في أوغندا حياة مليئة بالنجاحات، حيث عمل مديراً لإدارة شبكة النقل بأكملها في فيكتوريا، ومديراً لقسم الإدارة والقيادة في تيف جنوبي شرق ملبورن. لكن عندما بلغ باشيكو 60 من عمره، دفعه حديث خاص خلال حفلة إلى الانطلاق بمغامرة جديدة.
And that evening, one of my old mentors told me, "How come you're still in the same job?" That night, I didn't sleep. I decided I was going to change careers, and overnight, I decided to resign and do this.
وبعد استقالته في اليوم التالي، سرعان ما أسس شركة لتقديم خدمات استشارية للمؤسسات الاجتماعية معتمداً على خبرته الإدارية.
The fright was there, the fear of change was there, but the confidence that I could do it because I've supported every other facet of industry from finance to marketing to management to leadership, so why couldn't I do it myself? Once I overcame that personal barrier, I immediately said I'm going to do it.
ووفقا للأبحاث التي أجراها أستاذ الريادة في جامعة لاتروب دكتور أليكس مارتيز، فإن الأشخاص الذين تتراوح أعمارهم بين 50 و65 عاما هم المجموعة الأسرع نموا في ريادة الأعمال في أستراليا، ويمثلون ثلث الشركات الناشئة.
They are more capable of starting a business than their younger counterparts. Largely, they're more capable because of what I call university of life. They've got more developed networks. They've got often better leverage to finance, better networks, and general skills throughout their life. Senior entrepreneurs are more efficient and more effective than their younger counterparts in paid employment.
وكشف 3 من بين كل 10 مشاركين باستطلاع أجراه معهد الموارد البشرية الأسترالي ومفوضية حقوق الإنسان عام 2018 أن شركاتهم تتوقف عن تعيين أشخاص بحسب سنهم. ويقول كليم باشيكو إن كبر السن شكل مشكلة لأقرانه.
I'd noticed that a lot of my friends basically after they reached 40 they were restructured out of jobs mainly because of technology. Once that happened they looked for full-time work, could not get it, looked for part-time work, could not get it, and then went into depression.
أما بامبي برايس التي أسست شركة معلوماتية في عمر 50 عاما، لديها الآن أكثر من 3000 عضو في كل من سيدني وملبورن وأدليد. وتقول برايس إن العديد من كبار السن يجبرون على البدء بأعمالهم الخاصة لأنهم يواجهون تقليصاً لصلاحياتهم في الشركات التي يعملون بها.
People are being marginalized in the workforce when they hit 45. I don't know why. I mean, I've got more knowledge now than I had when I was in my 20s and 30s. So why wouldn't you capitalize on that? Why wouldn't you take advantage of it?
ووفقا لمشروع البحث الأسترالي الشامل حول ظهور رواد الأعمال، يبلغ متوسط عمر رواد الأعمال الأستراليين 45 عاما، بينما يبلغ متوسط عمر رواد الأعمال الناضجين 57 عاما.
And that's usually from an economic and social benefit perspective. Economic being supplementing the income, and from social perspectives, more psychological to active aging, work-life balance, and that type of thing. And that's very important with how they finance their ventures.
ويقول باشيكو إن بدء مشروعه التجاري كان أفضل خطوة في حياته المهنية قام بها على الإطلاق.
I've learned that giving is probably even more important in life than getting. And in my case, I'm a baby boomer who decided to start giving at 60, too late. I've seen the youth and I've seen them actually doing what I'm trying to do now at the age of 20.
ويمارس رواد الأعمال الكبار ما يسمى بروح المبادرة المختلطة وفقا للدكتور مارتيز.
Now, hybrid entrepreneurship is when people are employed in full-time employment and they do entrepreneurial activities on the side. They get involved in passion projects. It's not within the same domain as their full-time employment.
وبحسب برايس فإن المهاجرين يتفوقون على رواد الأعمال المولودين في أستراليا.
They had moved from somewhere else. They'd seen something they'd done in their home country and go, you know what, it's not even offered over here or it's a different way of offering something here.
وخلص البروفيسور مارتيز إلى أن ريادة الأعمال ليست مناسبة للجميع.
The most challenging thing is not teaching people about business. It's not teaching people about the market they're about to serve and how to develop plans, design thinking, lean startup, that type of thing. The biggest challenge is enabling these people to have an entrepreneurial orientation, things such as creativity, innovative approaches, risk-taking, proactivity. It's a mindset. And getting that mindset compared to being employed in all the years before that is a very challenging thing.
وتعتبر قلة الدعم عقبة في وجه ريادة الأعمال لدى كبار السن.
Especially if they've come out of corporate world, they've come out of working with a group of people, and so they're not on their own. So when they go to do anything, you know, they might go into a meeting, come up with an idea, and say, "Okay, let's do this," and then they turn around and go, "Oh, I'm here on my own. I have to do it."
هل تريدون الاستماع لمزيد من القصص كهذه؟ اشتركوا في بث برنامجنا المنتظم البودكاست على الآيتيونز.